Welcome to the Perspectives on Healthcare podcast, where members of the medical community from different roles, venues, and locations share their unique perspectives on quality healthcare, its future, and how to improve it. Now, from the Your Keynote Speaker studio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, here is your host, Rob Oliver.
Welcome to Perspectives on Healthcare. My guest today is Judy Porro. She is a friend of mine, but she is also an orientation and mobility specialist. She is a baby boomer, and she is joining us today from down in Miami, Florida. Judy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be a part of it. It's good to see you.
Thank you. It's great to see you as well. It's been far too long. Let's jump right into this. I've got six questions for you, and here we go. Tell me a little bit about yourself and your role in healthcare, please.
Okay, a little bit about myself. Up until I became an orientation and mobility specialist, I was a special education teacher. I taught all grade levels. I was also a school administrator. So I've got a lot of experience in working with people with all kinds of disabilities. And I love it because I've been doing it for most of my life. So now, when I was teaching, I wanted to get out of the classroom, and I happened to I had a student who was totally blind. I'd never worked with anybody that was totally blind. And I thought to myself, what am I going to do with this kid? He was going into first grade. And he was part of our ESY, extended school year, which is summer school for students with disabilities. And like I said, he was going into first grade. And I thought, I don't know what I'm going to do with this kid because I'm going to have him next year. And all this young man did, he just cried and he like threw fits and nobody knew what to do with him. And his mother was really, to us, she was very difficult. So that next school year started, and it was very difficult. He, like I said, he threw these fits or whatever. And I said to myself, I'm not doing this next year. He is not going to do this. This young man, he never walked. Mm. He didn't crawl. All he did was lay down or sit down on the floor or in a chair, whatever. I said, this is not going to happen. He's going to get up.
Okay.
I got this young man up. And by the end of that first year, by the time I was done working with him, he was able to walk into the classroom, holding on to something, because he, up until that time, like I said, he really never walked. And so he was able to walk into the classroom, empty his lunchbox, hang up his coat, empty his book bag, walk to the sink, wash his hands with some assistance. But I was able to get him up and walking and doing all of these things to be more independent.
Yeah.
His mom was absolutely amazed. So I said to myself, I knew I wanted to get out of education. I said, this is something I could do. If I can teach this young man to be able to walk, he didn't throw any fits anymore because someone was able to communicate with him. And I think that's what it all came down to. Someone cared about him, you know, he wasn't just thrown in a corner somewhere. Someone cared about him. So I said, that's what I'm going to do. So I went back to school and I got my master's in vision services through UMass in Boston. So when I had to do my internship, and it just so happened that one of my instructors through there used to work at the Miami Lighthouse. And we thought that would be a great place for my internship, which is what I did. So I went to the Miami Lighthouse for my internship. I loved what I was doing, and then they hired me. So as an orientation and mobility specialist, I teach people who are blind or visually impaired to travel with a cane, which is helping them to be as independent as possible. That means indoor travel, going up and down stairs, outdoor travel along the sidewalk, using public transportation, crossing streets, all of that. So I now work with primarily adults and sometimes teenagers. and helping them to be more independent. In addition to that, I just received my national certification from ACVREP, which is the certifying organization for people in vision therapy. So I am now also a certified vision rehabilitation therapist too, which means that I can work with people to be more independent in their home and in their personal life. That means I can teach them how to cook, how to clean their house, how to manage their medication, identify their money, do their laundry, just to be more independent throughout their life.
Okay.
So that's what I do.
Yeah, I love it. And I mean, obviously, as a person with a disability myself, anything that can be done to help individuals with disabilities to become as independent as possible, what great work. And it's got to be very, very fulfilling work, I would imagine. Although the other piece of that is I have a couple teenagers here, and if you could work with them a little bit more on cleaning the house and doing laundry, that would be very helpful.
You gotta make it fun. And I do. I make it fun.
I'm sure that you do, knowing you. What does quality healthcare mean to you?
Quality healthcare, I guess quality healthcare is something, you know, Rob, some of the people that I work with have worked with other medical professionals who, number one, don't understand disabilities. In my case, vision, loss of vision. So I think quality healthcare is having somebody that you know you can trust, that understands you as a person and understands you with your disability, with a, you know, since I work with people with disabilities, and, you know, someone who understands and can work with people with disabilities, to have a heart for people and a genuine care for people.
Yeah. I love that definition. Can you give me an example of what you think quality healthcare is?
I have a client, believe it or not, I travel down to Key West as well.
Oh, you
so
poor thing.
So I have a client. Actually, it's really a lot of fun. Just the ride down is fun. I have a new client in Key West, and he moved there from New York. He has glaucoma, and he was okay until the pandemic hit. That pandemic really threw a wrench into a lot of things. In his case, his ophthalmologist would take one look at him and say, okay, take these eye drops and see me in 3 weeks. Well, you know, it doesn't work like that. Not with glaucoma. You need to really be on top of things with glaucoma. So what happened with this man is he didn't get quality care, and he lost his vision as a result of that. Because if you know anything about glaucoma, it's pressure in your eye, okay? So you have fluid in your eye, and you have the gel in the middle of your eyeball, right?
Okay.
So when you have glaucoma, that gel-like substance, it grows, and it puts more pressure on your eyeball, which means it's gonna hurt your retina. That's where all your vision comes from, is your retina. So if you're not taking care of it, your retina is going to pull away from the back of your eyeball, which is going to take away your vision. And that's what happened to this man. So that's poor health care.
Right.
And so that's an example of poor health care. Good health care or quality health care would be just the opposite, that this doctor would have seen this man's need, found a way for him to get his medication, checked up on him every once in a while, found a way to get him to the office so that he can see his doctor when he needed to. And so in this case, this man is, you know, now he has no vision or very little vision.
Right. What do you wish people understood about your role in healthcare?
My role in healthcare, I guess, I wish people knew more about or understood or were more compassionate, I guess. Maybe it's just understanding more than compassion for people who have disabilities, any kind of a disability. In my case, it's vision. But I've worked with people with physical disabilities, you know. I just think people need to be more aware of people with disabilities. How many times I've heard of people who are blind or visually impaired using a long cane, traveling, and someone will kick their cane away from them. Or a lot of times people who are blind or visually impaired, they don't look like they're blind, okay? Their eyes look like yours and mine. And sure. So people can't tell if they have a visual impairment. So I was walking down the street one time with a client, walked past a bus stop, and the man in the bus stop said, "Oh, he's not blind." And I said, "Well, yeah, he is." And so he pulled his cane away from him, and I thought, that's really rude. I think people need to be more understanding about people who have disabilities. Sure. and treating them more as individuals. I mean, I'm sure you've experienced this too. When you go into a restaurant with a friend and they ask you what you want to order, and they don't ask you, they ask your friend.
Right.
Does that happen to you?
It has. And it was one of those things. My wife and I went out and they asked her what I wanted to drink. And mm-hmm. It made me mad. So when the waitress came back, I ordered for my wife and I. Just to, you know, kind of do the spiteful thing to say, "Hey, listen, not only can I order for myself, but I'm going to handle this for both of us. And like, now you have to treat me because I'm the one that's going to pay the bill here." So yes.
That's for you.
Thank you. Definitely. So what excites you about the future of healthcare?
What excites me about the future? I guess just the fact that with all the technology and medical things that you're having more and more people who are more healthy, okay. You know, we have all these medical breakthroughs. It's amazing what science is doing. I don't know how familiar you are with this. There's a new, well, it's not really new. It's been out for a few years. For people who are blind or visually impaired, it's something, am I allowed to mention companies and,
sure.
and products?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a product called the Orcam. Okay. And it's a pair of glasses and it has a little, like a camera on the one stem of your glasses. And with that, you will be able to, you can read, it'll read a whole, you know, newspaper or whatever you have in front of you. It'll recognize faces. It'll tell you if there's something in front of you as you're traveling. Hmm. So with all the medical breakthrough, I mean, it's just amazing what is out there that can help my clients.
Sure.
So that's one of the things I'm really excited about, the technology.
Yeah. And rightly so. What is one thing that medical professionals can start doing today to improve the quality of healthcare?
Again, recognize your patients as individuals. They're not just a chart. They're not just a number. Get to know them as an individual. If they have a visual impairment, they have a physical disability, whatever, learn about it. I mean, even medical doctors, they don't, you know, I don't think sometimes they treat their patients as individuals. Some of them may, but I think that's the most important thing because they are individuals. Everybody has different needs, even though they have a lot of the same medical needs in a sense. But I hear a lot about from my clients about doctors who just don't understand, you know, visual impairments.
Yeah. A very, very valid point, and I think something that all medical professionals can learn from and remember. Judy Porro, you have been phenomenal. Thank you so much for joining us on Perspectives on Healthcare and giving us your viewpoint. It has been very insightful. To all my listeners, thanks for being here today. If you've enjoyed this interview, I would encourage you to subscribe to the show so you don't miss a single episode. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Perspectives on Healthcare. Visit perspectivesonhealthcare.com to learn more about Rob Oliver or to subscribe so you never miss an episode. If this podcast was valuable, we'd appreciate a review on iTunes. Or if you tell a friend or coworker about the show, that would be helpful too. Join us again next time for more Perspectives on Healthcare.